6:15, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Doug and T-Ray with you on the 16th day of September. Coming up in just a bit. The iPhone 6, a huge hit. Boy, people really do fall for that, don't they? They just put a new number in front of it. Gotta have it. We'll get into that in just a bit. But that, of course, is the signal that Jack Comfreyville is with us. LA City Watchdog. Jack, good morning.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
A-okay. So the city and the Police Protective League are trying to work out a new contract. Where does it stand?
Well, I think it stands at an impasse. From what I understand from reading the LA Times is that the Police Protective League has asked for a three-step, 8% increase over the next couple of years. And the city is holding firm, saying we can't afford it, and so we're not going to give you anything for the next 2 years. And therefore, the Police Protective League has said they're at an impasse, and this gets kicked up to the Employee Relations Board and for their consideration. So we'll see what the Employee Relations Board has to say, but quite frankly, is that's a fairly labor-dominated, five-person, politically appointed board, in that anybody that, in the past at least, that has been put on that board has been approved by the leaders of the city's labor unions. So whether the city gets a fair share, you know, if the city's management gets a fair hearing or not is going to be problematic. The thing that hits me here, Doug, is, you know, we're talking some real money. I think this is, you know, about $100 million a year, and the city's projecting a deficit next year, I think, of $165 million. That will probably add another $20 or $30 million or $35 million to that deficit, and over the next 3 years, the budget deficit will, you know, cumulative basis will balloon from $425 million to a nice round $600 million. So, you know, it sounds like we're sort of going against the tide. We're sort of going backwards as opposed to forwards and trying to get rid of the structural deficit.
And I know that this is a second, another contract that's sort of just sitting out there without a lot of movement either, is the teachers union contract. Now, that's a different budget. It's the LAUSD budget, not the city of LA's budget. And it's amazing how many people don't get this, that the school district is run completely independent of the city of Los Angeles.
Right.
You have the same scenario where you have the cops and the teachers with a much more militant stance, particularly on the part of the teachers, that could end up going to a work stoppage at some point. Now, it's illegal for the police to go on strike. The police can't go on strike, but that doesn't mean that you can't have the blue flu and you can't have job actions of some sort.
Well, that's what they say. Now, the thing is there's just no money. I mean, it's as simple as that. We're already probably one of the highest taxed jurisdictions in the country, if not the highest taxed. We're certainly the highest taxed west of the Mississippi. And, you know, between the state, the county, the city, there's just not a whole lot more dough. And people, I think, are going to have to figure out, the city, and I think the unions are all going to have to sort of sit down and figure out how they're going to do this. I think at the same time, the light bulbs down at City Hall start to need to figure out how they're going to fix our streets and fix our sidewalks and do a lot of the other necessary things that they've been talking about.
Well, this is going to be one of the principal challenges for Mayor Garcetti, because, first of all, mayors come and go, city councilmen come and go. Not fast enough, but they do. And one thing that stays the same is they all want to keep the cops happy because they all want to have the police by their side when it's re-election time.
Absolutely. And it's not only the cops, it's the firefighters, and it's the coalition of city unions.
Right. But as we saw during the last mayor's race in Garcetti versus Gruhl, Mayor Garcetti, then candidate Garcetti, was willing to incur the wrath of the IBEW, the DWP union, in order to win the election. He was also willing to incur the wrath to a certain extent of Maria Elena Durazo, the head of the LA County Federation of Labor, although he's making nice with her now, pushing for the $15 an hour or $13 an hour minimum wage. And she was standing, you know, with him up on the platform on Labor Day. So there was some fence mending there. But the bottom line is this is an exceptionally expensive contract proposal that the police are asking for. And this is the consequences of bad government. Remember when Antonio Villaraigosa was pledging the 10,000-man police force, and they've never been able to hit that number because they couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be very interesting for Eric. You know, I think he has lots of big ideas. We want to spend $500 million on the river, and you got the Hollywood Park, and you know, the cops want more money, and the civilians want more, civilian employees want more money, and the firefighters want more money. And you know, the question is, how is he going to do that? And I think it's going to be very, very tough. I think it's also going to be very tough for, you know, the city to go out there and ask us for more money. Just, you know, what was it, a year and a half ago, in March of 2013, 55% of the voters rejected a half-cent sales tax increase, despite Chief Beck's pleas that, if he didn't get the money, the city was going to be vulnerable to the marauding Huns who were going to come down and pillage our city. You know, they tried to hold our safety hostage. Now they're going to try and hold our sidewalks, our streets. You know, it's going to be this whole bunch of gas coming out of the barnyard, known as City Hall. But they, you know, people need to sit down and figure out how they're going to do this.
Yeah, but this is at the same time, and this is what's maddening. This is at the same time that they want to green the LA River, that they want to, for $1 billion, that they want to build 719 miles of bike lanes. And everybody's pet project they managed to come up with money for. But the fundamentals, and the reason that they're able to do this, in my opinion, is that they spend the money on their pet projects knowing that they can then harangue people into saying, well, you got to have cops and firefighters. You got to have that. So it's essentially they just go and spend the money on what they want to spend the money on, and then when it comes in and they hand out millions and millions and millions of dollars to developers, to God knows what the Westfield Mall Company is getting for that behemoth they're building out in the San Fernando Valley.
$50 million.
Yeah, and then you know, Paul Koretz with a straight face, big fat straight face, but straight face nonetheless, will say, well, we don't want to encourage condo development on the Encino Firehouse lot. You know, right. Please, you never met a condo development you didn't love.
Well, you know, the thing that bugs me the most is, you know, all these negotiations, they're playing with our money. And they all go into a back room, you know, smoke-filled back room.
And you know something, Jack?
We don't know squat.
We deserve it. We brought this on ourselves. This is, and I don't mean you and me and the listeners to this show, because just the fact that the listeners of the show are listening to this show shows that they're in the loop. But when you look at the dismal turnout on election day in city elections, then what message do you think, what other message could they possibly get? That, well, the city of LA doesn't care. The people of Los Angeles don't care what they do.
They don't. Okay, assuming that people don't give a sweet one about what's going on. Nevertheless, you know, you have a situation where these negotiations, and let's say this is an extra $100 million, including the pension payments that go along with the increases. You know, we're talking $100 million extra a year. It's big money, and we don't know what's going on. The press doesn't know what's going on.
They don't care.
I do.
But what I'm saying is, this is the problem. I don't have the answer to it. But until we can wake up the public and frankly the media, I mean, watch television news. It's an embarrassment what they cover. What they cover is they cover a car chase, or they'll cover a brush fire somewhere endlessly, but they won't cover this. They couldn't care less about this story.
Actually, one of the things I'd love to see is, now that Austin Buettner is a publisher of the LA Times, I'd love to see the LA Times do a little bit more work on the city's finances, and quite frankly, the county's finances.
Yeah, we'd like to see anybody cover it.
How about a little bit of analysis getting into this thing, as opposed to just, you know, spend? You know,
it'd be great, Jack. It'd be great to get the information out there, and then maybe we can figure out a way to convince one person to bother to read it. Thanks for coming on with us. Jack Comfreyville, LA City Watchdog, citywatchla.com.